Now's the news. I'm Tianlu. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has said the country strongly condemns the Dasu bomb attack in Pakistan. The ministry also urged Pakistan to thoroughly investigate the incident as soon as possible. On Tuesday afternoon, 5 Chinese and 1 Pakistani national were killed in a terrorist attack on a convoy of the Dasu hydropower project undertaken by a Chinese company in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. A foreign ministry spokesperson said China asks Pakistan to take effective measures to ensure the safety and security of Chinese nationals, projects and institutions in Pakistan. The spokesperson also said any attempt to undermine China-Pakistan cooperation will fail, and China firmly supports Pakistan in fighting terrorism. Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif has vowed to bring to justice the perpetrators and accomplices of the attack while visiting the Chinese embassy in Pakistan. Daniel Khan reports.
According to a senior police officer, the tragic incident unfolded in northwest Pakistan as a convoy of Chinese nationals was attacked, resulting in the loss of 6 lives, out of which 5 are said to be Chinese nationals. Mohammad Ali Gandapur, the chief minister of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, has said that a suicide bomber targeted the convoy of the Chinese engineers traveling from Islamabad to their base camp in Dasu, located in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The assailant drove an explosive-laden vehicle into the convoy.
Official data shows profits of China's major industrial firms increased 10.2% year-on-year in the first 2 months of this year. The National Bureau of Statistics says industrial firms with annual main business revenue of at least 20 million yuan saw their combined profits reach 914 billion yuan in the period. Between January and February, industrial firms involved in computer, communication and electronic device manufacturing sectors saw their profits increase over 200%. The profits of firms involved in the production and supply of electricity and thermal power increased nearly 70%. China has launched a new satellite from the Taiyuan Satellite Launch Center. The satellite has entered the preset orbit. It will be used for atmospheric and marine environment surveys, space environment monitoring, disaster prevention, and scientific experiments. 6 people who have been missing are presumed dead after a major bridge collapsed in Baltimore Harbor in the U.S. state of Maryland. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after a Singapore flat container vessel crippled by a power loss collided with one of its supports. The U.S. Coast Guard says it has ended its active search and rescue operation for the missing construction workers who were on the bridge. The harbor has been closed, which could strain supply chains and scramble deliveries. Nathan King reports.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is well known to U.S. President Biden. He used to commute along that route as a senator between his home in Delaware and here in Washington, D.C. And he expressed the shock that everyone saw when they saw those images of the bridge collapsing. But he wanted to reassure people at the moment it just looks like a tragic accident. Now, he listed off a ream of agencies that are going to be involved in the investigation, including the National Transportation Safety Board, the FBI, the Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is there.
The lengthy legal battle of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to avoid extradition to the US continues in Britain. The 52-year-old is wanted by US authorities for leaking classified documents related to the Iraq and Afghanistan wars in 2010. Washington has been widely criticized by human rights groups for indicting Assange multiple times over the years. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry and a visiting delegation of the Palestinian Fatah movement have discussed the recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza. The two sides also addressed the security and humanitarian conditions in the Gaza Strip. Israel has confirmed the killing of the deputy military leader of Hamas in its airstrike on a tunnel in the Gaza Strip. An Israel Defense Forces spokesperson says Marwan Issa was killed in an attack that Israel carried out 2 weeks ago. And that's the news. I'm Tianlu.